When you say globalization, the first thing that comes to the minds of many people is fast food and multinational corporations. Some other people imagine the internet and telecommunications, others the IMF and World Bank, or financial speculators who can shake virtually any currency in the world. What then is globalization and what it is not?
What you said is a quite partial view on some aspects which are related to globalization. But my view is that globalization is a process of integration of society on the world scale, on the global scale. And actually this integration isn't a major surprise, because there were such shifts in history, from local communities to nation state or even large nation state. So I think that the process of globalization is natural, that it's expectable, and actually we cannot avoid it. Another thing which I would like to stress is that it is a process. That the term globalization doesn't mean that we already live in a globally integrated society, in one global village. And this is still a very long way to go. And globalization is now in its very early stages. What is characteristic for this first stage of globalization is dominance of economic integration, economic globalization, over other forms of society integration. Especially political integration is now lagging behind the economic globalization.
As you said, globalization is in its early stages. Can you briefly outline its genesis?
Some people say that globalization has been here for centuries. And actually, I do not agree with this statement. I think that globalization is a relatively recent phenomenon which developed after the Second World War and speeded up since the 1970s. I think it's useful to distinguish between internationalization and globalization. The former, internationalization, is international trade with goods produced within individual nation states. And indeed, there is quite a long history of international trade. In the age of globalization, the organization of production of goods and services isn't closed anymore within boundaries of individual states. And this is due to transnational corporations, which are the major actors of economic globalization. These are firms which operate in several countries. And the fundamental characteristics of economic globalization is rapidly increasing international ownership, international management, and international operation of transnational corporations.
What made it possible that globalization speeded up in the recent years?
There are several factors behind it. And I will stress two important conditions. First was informational technological revolution, new means of communication, like telecommunications, internet. They allowed the international management of transnational production. For instance, from New York or from Bahama Islands, you can now direct company which branches are located virtually all over the globe, and you can direct it in a real time, online. And the second condition was a process of institutional deregulation. Governments of individual states, they were giving up regulations and they created more freedom to firms that operated on international markets. Furthermore, many national and local governments, they started to attract foreign investments through offering pockets of incentives. For instance, Czech towns, they now compete with Portugal, Egypt or Hungary for greenfield investments of companies such as Intel or for Philips. And I think that central and local government initiatives, they play an important and increasing role in this competition.
What are the positive and negative aspects of globalization? What is its impact on the world?
Actually, I think that globalization is a progress. And in my view, globalization as a whole is a positive. I do not think that globalization is a problem. There are problematic some forms of globalization and some consequences, some impacts of globalization. In this case, I would especially mention uneven social and geographical distribution of wealth which is created through economic globalization, increasing disparities not only between developed countries and developing countries, between the world core and periphery, but also within developed countries, within our cities, within our regions, within countries where we live. the disparities within developed countries, they are partly caused by the decrease, or some will say dismantling, of the welfare state, and by a more faith given to free market, more stress given to economic over social issues. I think that many aspects of such market fundamentalism, which gained its momentum during the 1980s, lost its legitimacy through 1990s, and attention is now given to balance between economic, social, and environmental matters. We talk about sustainable development of society. An important challenge still are the disparities on the world scale. And as you could see on the recent policy change of the World Bank, for instance, there are important changes on the policy making on the world scale. However, I think that to reduce debts of poor countries, this doesn't mean to tackle the mechanisms which create such disparities on the international level.
What is the situation like in the Czech Republic and other transition countries of Central and Eastern Europe?
I think that the Czech Republic and other transitional countries, they are now struggling for their place in the international division of labor. And it's a question whether they'll be in the core or in the semi-periphery, whether they'll compete only by offering cheap labor, or whether they will also concentrate control and command functions, research and development, high-tech industries. And I think this question is open. In my view, with the accession to European Union, the Czech Republic will become part of the developed core. However, I think this core will have a rather status of periphery. So cheap labor and other inputs of production will play important role for the inflow of foreign investments to our country. But I think there are also signs of some high value-added sectors developing in our economy, in information technologies, research and development for manufacturing, and so on. What I want to stress is that actually we live in a very privileged country, a country with a high standard of living. We often compare ourselves with the developed countries, but if we compare ourselves with the rest of the world, we must say that we are really privileged.
As you said, globalization is a process, and a process which has just started recently. Is it possible to predict further development where it is leading to?
I think any prediction is a kind of speculation, so let me make a little speculation. As I already said, globalization is now at its very beginning. And now it's pursued through the economic globalization. We also said that there is growing awareness of negative aspects or negative effects of globalization. And there are increasing voices for the regulation of economic integration. I think that the global integration of economic activities of private sector must be followed by global integration of public sector institutions, and that we have to think about the global level of democratic policy making. This doesn't mean to replace state governments, but to have another level in the hierarchy of territorial governance. Now we have municipalities, we have regional governments, we have national governments, we even will have a European government. And I think we can imagine that some of the tasks will be delegated to a global level of, rather say, governance than government itself. But what is highly probable is that the global integration of public sector itself will be much slower than economic globalization. But there will be, in my view, two factors which will pursue the integration of the public sector. First will be its own activity, and the second will be pressure of major transnational companies, which after the phase of volatile global expansion and division of world markets will be interested in stable economic environment. And such environment can be provided by public regulations. This is a task for next century, and I think next century will be the century of globalization.